SBS Italian.
Parliamo questa mattina con la dottoressa Celestina Sagazio, che presenterà al Coasit di Melbourne una presentazione dal titolo Italian Carlton, Significant Sites in Carlton and Melbourne General Cemetery. Dr. Celestina Sagazio, thank you for joining us today.
Ciao, it's great to talk with you.
La dottoressa Sagazio preferisce naturalmente parlare in inglese. So I'll ask you a few questions in English. First of all, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Were you born in Melbourne?
No, I was born in Italy. My family immigrated to Australia in the early 1960s at the height of Italian immigration. We came from Abruzzo. We lived in Carlton until 1967, and many of the places and sites I talk about on the free bus tours and in my forthcoming talk at Coasit were an important part of my childhood and later years. As a migrant, I wanted to be accepted and developed a passionate interest in our history, so I really loved promoting our Australian and Italian heritage. And I have vivid memories of Carlton when I was a child. At first, Carlton was scary because we didn't know the language. And it was considered a slum area with lots of social problems and crime. Without a word in English, I would run away from my school, Rathdown Street State School. After a couple of years, they couldn't get rid of me because I really loved school. And fortunately, an Italian teacher took me under her wing. And I did well, and gradually we got used to the area and Australian customs, and the new country became quite exciting. Like lots of Italians, we lived in a boarding house. Ours was at number 19 Grattan Street, owned by a Greek, and it was a stone's throw from La Cacciatore restaurant, established by a northern Italian in the early 1960s, and my mother would soon find employment there. And the family became part of our extended family. Of course, we grew tomatoes in the front garden. The land was too good for flowers, so it was more important to have food. The tomatoes were protected by a hideous timber fence. My mother would distribute the tomatoes to neighbours. She felt sorry for the Asian university students who ate rice all the time, so she taught them how to make pasta. We removed the historic cast iron from the ground floor balcony to create my bedroom. And later I met the barrister who owned the building and spent a fortune restoring it. So when I told her about the removal of the cast iron, the barrister replied in a bemused tone, "You're the people who caused me to spend thousands of dollars reinstating the cast iron."
So it's obviously you've got a very personal connection to Carlton because you spent a lot of years there growing up. So what exactly happened later in your life? You became a historian and you started to dedicate a lot of your work to Carlton and to that area specifically. But now you're also doing tours of Carlton. You were mentioning them before. How often do you do them?
Well, I do general tours of, you know, day and night ones, and I've been doing them for 21 years. And our tours, I used to work for Heritage, the National Trust, and our night tours of Melbourne General Cemetery were the first in Australia. And they've played a role in changing people's attitudes to cemeteries. A lot of people are very frightened of cemeteries, and those night tours have broken down the barriers. And in fact, we're now into tourism. You know, we've got a tourism strategy, and we want to encourage more visitors and enhance the tour experience. But specifically now, we are doing free bus tours of Melbourne General Cemetery and more broadly Carlton, because there is a very rich heritage of Italians in our cemetery. And we are a not-for-profit organisation, and we're the proud custodian of history and heritage. So we want to promote our Italian heritage in the cemeteries. If you look at our cemetery, you'll see thousands of Italians buried along the roads and paths, and a large number of Italians died from the 1960s, and their families wanted them to be buried in the local cemetery because they wish to be close to them and visit often. But there wasn't enough burial space in the normal areas of the cemetery. So the cemetery managers thought of accommodating many Italian burials along the main roads and paths. And the Italians have been responsible for the four mausoleums that we have at Melbourne General Cemetery, including the latest one, St Michael the Archangel, which opened on the 17th of May. So the Italians have had a profound influence on Melbourne General Cemetery. They call it the Carlton Cemetery. They consider it their cemetery. And we wanted to celebrate that rich heritage, and that's why we're doing free bus tours, followed by a free lunch in an Italian restaurant, and I'm also giving a talk on Italian Carlton at Coazzet on the 12th of June from 6:30.
Dr. Sagazio, you were mentioning the free tours, but going back to Carlton and the Melbourne General Cemetery, and bearing in mind that we're talking to an audience who is not always based in Melbourne, there are also people listening from other parts of Australia. If you were a tourist and came to Melbourne for a few days, which parts of Carlton would you suggest visiting?
Oh, well, obviously, Lygon Street. It's still, you know, the major theme is Italian business. You know, you've got the famous shops like, you know, the former Bassari's. You've got University Cafe, King and Godfrey, Toto's, which was the first commercial pizza house in Australia, we believe. Jimmy Watson's. A lot of people don't realise Jimmy Watson was partly of Italian descent. You've got the Lygon Food Store, which still has a lot of Italian foodstuffs. You've got Brunetti's. So a lot of the major places that were established, say, in the 1950s are still operating. Some have gone, like Mondo's Music is no longer there. But the important thing about Lygon Street is that it's still very important, and, in fact, it's good to see second and third generations of Australian Italians are still coming to Lygon Street for food, activities and events. And in the cemetery, we have lots of famous Italians. We have the Balmobiters, the Ongarellos, the Massonis of, you know, Florentino fame, the Di Martinas, Pietro O'Donnell, the Bertocchis. They're buried there as well. And some of them were trailblazers. You know, for example, the Massonis Florentino established Australia's first bistro grill. They made the first ever cassata in Australia, but the alcoholic ingredients were illegal. the Ungarello family, who actually came out in the late 19th century, they opened a wine salon at the corner of High Street and Separation Street, Northcote, in 1929-30. And it is believed that they introduced the first counter lunches in Melbourne, offering meals like spaghetti with wine. And then you've got Italians in other fields. You've got music, social welfare, stonemasonry, etc. So we have a really wonderful collection of Italian businesses still operating, and we have these significant Italians that I just love talking about.
Thank you so much, Dr. Celestina Sagazio, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Trova altre storie nella tua lingua sul sito sbs.com.au/italian.